This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledging U.S. support today for Ukraine's sovereignty and efforts to strengthen democracy in the country as he visited for talks with top officials. Blinken's visit follows a Russian military buildup along the border with Ukraine, which included tens of thousands of troops, sparked concern among many Western governments. Russia said the forces were taking part in military exercises and, as of late April, were returning to their bases. Blinken was also holding talks with the President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was expected to reiterate that the United States will recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. The move comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under the WTO's rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll on the U.S. will fall sharply by the end of July, according to new research released by the government. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.